These iron things that you used to put on horses.
Hames?
I mean on the hooves.
Oh, shoes, yeah.
What would you call the full thing?
Full.
Well, let me ask you.
Shod.
Do you ever play this game?
Horseshoe, yeah. But you'd, you took a team up town, you'd have them have the team shod. That'd mean have shoes put on all 4 feet on. But on.
Do you have any other name for this game? Horseshoes?
No, I don't.
And you put the, you put these horseshoes on what?
On the horse's hooves.
Well, now we had the ram, the bull, the stallion. In the sheep family, what do we have?
Yo, and the buck.
Uh-huh, we use ram.
Well, you use them both. It's both. It might be a buck, it's just some people you'd say, well, I bought a new buck sheep. Ordinarily you call it, I believe a buck would be more commonly used than ram because what else would be a ram? There's something else, a goat family, would that be nanny goats or there's something I was thinking
Billy goat.
It just seemed to me that it was something else that.
You generally raise sheep for. Well, do you raise sheep?
We've got a few.
You raise them either for lambs or for.
You raise lambs and wool both. That's your income from sheep, is wool and lambs.
Are these two teeth that come out the front of the hog's face?
Tushes. They don't only come out of the front of his jaws, they come out of the sides of his jaws like this from the top, and from the bottom there's a pair that comes out like this. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Them bottom ones are more dangerous than the top ones.
Huh.
These top ones are more plain, but these bottom ones stick up like this, and that's what a hog, that's about the only way a hog can hurt you is unless he knocks you down and tromps on you, but if you let those bottom teeth, you ever see a hog fight?
No.
They
just in the movies.
Jerk your heads up like this with those sharp teeth. I've seen a hog rip a horse wide open already. Okay. That's the dangerous part of a hog. They can't do much with these tushes that come out this way. Only maybe in fighting other animals their same size, but they can just ruin a horse or a cow or anything with them lower tushes that stick out like this. They just rip them right up. I seen a guy have a horse that had his stomach ripped wide open by a hog. A hog just come up to him and just went like that with his tush and sharp on the neck.
Now, besides, I just use a comb to fix my hair, but otherwise you might use a
brush.
And the things that come out of the bone of the brush would be
teeth.
Or
teeth would be what?
You call them teeth.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Ever get bristles?
Fine. Well, on the brush, you mean, yeah, the bristles on the brush. And I was thinking about the teeth on the comb.
Now, you put the feed for the hogs in what?
Trough or a feeder.
Uh-huh. Now, several of these would be, say, one trough and helmet and three.
Three hogs, you mean?
Well, no, we'd say one trough and three